Office, located in the West Loop Shopping Center.
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you here with USD 383 Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and new school board member Katrina Lewison. And we've got a school board meeting tonight and also stuff from Michelle Jones. We'll be sure to get to that real quick. But first, during the break, Katrina, we were talking and we were talking about the students in Florida and how they've really seemed to take control of the situation because, as I mentioned before, I think on Mondays in Focus, there's not been a lot of action and the students are basically deciding if nobody's going to do any action about it, I guess we'll do it.
Yeah, I think that it's really interesting to see that now we have a new generation of voices talking about guns in school, talking about gun violence. And I'll just have an example from my own home. I have three daughters. They're all in the public school system here. And this is a topic of conversation around our dinner table about what happens in a school shooting. And when you have these millennial voices who are actually starting to speak up and to consider how they can be part of change, how they can be part of a solution rather than just sitting back and letting all of us old folks make decisions, then I think we're going to hear some new voices and see a different take on the situation. That's what we're seeing in Florida as well.
And it is encouraging. And at the same time, I'm also just seeing some folks that are trying to discredit these students and claiming that there's a bunch of actors and all that sort. It's just getting nuts on some of these takes. Have some heart, folks. Have some heart. Let's not delegitimize these folks have been through hell, pure hell. Yeah.
Yes,
that's right. Incredible.
Yeah, there's a lot of politics to it, but I think on our end, we want to stay to the human end of it and the school end of it and where we need to be for people.
And I'm sure this will be a continuing conversation. Absolutely. Amongst yourselves at the school, amongst the school board. It's something that everybody, I'm sure, is going to be on top of.
It'll be a topic that continues to come up, and that's what needs to happen, and I just don't want it to come up just because we have another event somewhere.
I don't think it is. I mean, this is safety is one of our top priorities, especially as we think about what improvements we want to make in the school system or in our school district. So it's top of mind for us. It was already on our agenda before the Florida shootings.
Yes,
but that is a good point. This doesn't seem like this is an occurrence where it's going to die off after a week or so, like it has been in another past incidents where it'll die off for a week or so, and then people were kind of forget about it, get distracted by something else, and something happens again. This seems different.
Yeah, and I think, you know, one reason Michelle's responsibilities as a safety coordinator, she keeps that in the front of our mind as well. She keeps it in the front of the mind of administration. She keeps it in the front of mind of the board on issues that deal with school safety, just for this, but for a variety of things.
And we do have a caller. Caller, you are on In Focus. Go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to just interject one aspect of this whole thing, but first let me just say, I'm proud of the students coming forth and trying to seek resolution. You know, I think that's a good thing. I also understand that President Trump is now sending signals that he's willing to do things. So it looks like this may be a time to address some of these issues. But I do want to interject one thing. And that's, you know, it's not just a gun issue. It's a society issue. And I hope everybody understands that. And I hope everybody's agreeable to tackle that issue. Because one of your guests said it's a deep issue. It is a deep issue. And I hope, you know, one of the issues is the devaluation of life that we seem to have. I think you would admit that this gunman devalued life. He devalued life. He shot. He killed. Anybody that murders devalues life. And we have to hold life up as, you know, it needs to be, it has to have a certain amount of sanctity. And there has to be a certain amount of morality thought here. But we live in a life of political correctness. Nobody said anything about this kid. And I wonder if they were afraid of repercussions if they did say it. How would they feel? What would people get mad at them if they turned them in? You know, we really have some issues to talk about. But sanctity of life has to be one of these issues, or else if you don't value life, you're not going to stop anything just by getting rid of guns. You know, you have to you have to address that issue. And I hope they have. I hope we have people with courage in order to do that. And necessary. And that's all. That's all I'll go into that.
All right. Thank you, caller. Very good comments there. And yes, I agree.
Thank you. Yeah, you're getting some head nods. I know we're on the radio, but we're nodding heads.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because there needs to be that meeting in these two paths. One, you have that sort of access to that style of gun that gunman was able to get so easily. Then you have the other side of it. It's like, why did he want to purchase that gun to murder a bunch of people? We need to find that midpoint of how those two things intersect. And I think that looks like we're on that path. Real quick, we do got some quick housekeeping things we want to get to.
This is a serious downshift in severity, but just regular announcements. The USD 383 summer STEM information will be coming out soon, so please watch for information before spring break. STEM is available to current USD students in grades 5 through 8 during the month of June at K-State. That's an awesome event, and it's one of our – there's a lot of push to get people signed up for STEM, so it's coming out soon. Families of 3rd through 8th grade students, please mark your calendar for the elementary STEAM night. That's Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Mathematics night. Tuesday, March 6th from 5:45 to 8 p.m. at Marlatt Elementary School. It's a fun family event, pizza meal followed by three STEM activities. Register through our website. And if you have a child that would be 5 by August 31st, 2018, mark this date on your calendar. Kindergarten Roundup will be held on Thursday, April 5th at 5:45 to 6:45 at all USD 383 elementary schools. If you're not sure what school your child is zoned to attend, you can call our transportation department at 587-2190 and check on your address, and they'll tell you what school boundary you belong to. And spring break is coming up sooner than we think, March 19th through 23rd. And I wanted to give a special announcement out that we are holding the Commons dedication for the Frank Printup Commons dedication. We're going to have a short little quick ceremony at halftime of the boys game this Friday. So this Friday, if you guys want to come out, support the basketball teams and dedicate the Commons in honor of Frank Printup. His family's coming in. We're really excited to do this for our community and all the contributions Coach Printup made to our school district many years ago.
All right. Well, that'll work. We ran out of time. We could go on and on. And thank you so much for addressing some of those really deep issues. I know we had a call that's probably wanting to talk about that issue, but just tell that caller, keep listening. This is an issue that we'll be talking about for a while, as long as we find a solution. So more In Focus after the break.